Veterans Affairs Committee meeting. Today is April 13th, 2022.
Video. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you good.
Okay. For some reason my video is not working.
Okay, you're good to go, Bruce.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Can you hear everybody?
This is MOW. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We're going to do this all right here for a second.
All right, thank you.
Steve Missouri.
Good evening, everybody.
I'm sorry, did you want?
Go ahead, Cheryl. Go ahead and do that call. Call over to Cheryl. Go ahead and establish a form.
Steve McGurry.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Steve McGurry. Martin Keldon.
Here.
Gaetan Brasenio.
Here.
Gary Byron.
Present.
Bruce Hamilton. Bruce.
Present.
Henry Johnson.
Present.
Present.
Rosie. Larry.
Here.
Mark Levine. James Lewis.
James Lewis.
I am present.
Melvin Morgan.
Here.
Marlon Ruiz.
Here.
Carol Rundell is present. Michael St. Ord.
I'm here.
William Wojciechowski.
Here.
You have a quorum, sir. Bruce, you're on. I can hear you, Bruce.
Sorry about that. Yes, go ahead. Let's go on to the invocation with Henry.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we gather again as veterans to help with the mayor and council and the veterans' needs. Help us through our deliverance this evening and bless us all in our endeavor. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Appreciate that. This evening, introduction of guests. I assume Ms. Drakowski, she's here this evening?
You get Jennifer number two. Hi, I'm Jenny.
Jennifer number two?
I'm the assistant director. I'm sitting in for Jennifer Drakowski.
Not a problem. Thank you very much. We'll take number two. We're good.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to go move on to item number three. That'll be the approval of the legal act. Action report for March 9th. If I don't have any questions in reference to the legal action report, if I could get a motion for approval.
Martin Belden, I'll make a motion to approve.
Any comments?
Bill Wojciechowski, second.
We have to take a roll call, correct?
Correct.
All in favor, go ahead. Carol.
Yes.
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Yes. Michael St. Orr?
Yes.
William Wojciechowski?
Yes.
That is it. Juan was here. I saw his name. Maybe he's having issues. He had a little bit of speaker issues earlier.
Yes, I got it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, keep muted if you're not speaking, if possible. We'll move on to item number 5, which is the treasurer's report. So, Martin, if you want to go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah, not quite as broke as we were last month. We started the month out with $5,453.36. We got a $100 donation from the Tucson Detachment Marine Corps League. So we're sitting at $5,553.36. We had no expenses, so that's the report. Any questions?
If I don't have any questions, if I could get a motion to accept the trip.
Mr. Morgan, I make a motion to accept.
Bill Wojciechowski, second.
Roll call, Carol.
Steve Missouri. Martin Belden.
Yes.
John Brasowski.
Yes, it's Tristan.
Yes, sorry about that. Terry Byron. Terry Byron.
Sorry, I was having a hard time finding the window. I'm here. Yes.
Bruce Hamilton.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine.
Yes.
James Lewis.
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Orr.
Yes.
William Wojciechowski. I'm sorry, Wojciechowski.
Here. Yes.
Motion passes, Carol.
That's correct.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to item number 6, which is the consideration and approval of new members. I do have a letter here from the Tucson Post 549, Veterans of Foreign War. Dear Mr. Hamilton, strongly recommend Georgia Wise to represent VFW Post 549 on the City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee. Ms. Wise has a wide variety of experience, would be an asset to the organization. While in the military, she worked in Army Communications and served with distinction while assigned to the 11th Air Defense Artillery Brigade during Desert Storm. Georgia has served as adjutant for the past year and has agreed to do so for the upcoming year. She also stepped up to serve as adjutant for our district when the previous adjutant had to step away. Recently, Georgia was featured on KGUN as a coordinator for our first Mardi Gras festival here at the 549th. We are truly fortunate to have Georgia as part of our team here at Post 549. If I could get a motion to accept her onto the board.
Martin.
I make a motion, Henry Johnson. I make a motion that we accept Georgia as a member of our committee.
Martin Golden, I'll second it.
Gentlemen, does that have to be a voice vote, or can we just do it by the A's and nays?
It needs to be roll call, am I correct?
There has to be a voice vote, as long as we're doing virtual meetings.
Right. Steve McClurry?
Okay.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
John Brasenio?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Josie Carey?
Yes.
Russell Beach?
Yes.
James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Ord?
Yes.
William Wojciechowski?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. So welcome aboard Georgia Wise from BMW, from I-49, so we'll welcome her in next month's meeting. Thank you guys for that. So here's our committee report, item number 7, and the first one up is Southern Arizona Veterans Affairs. Dr. Hicks and Jenny, you're on.
Thank you so much, and thank you for allowing me to sit in for the director tonight. Like I said, I'm Jenny Wasluski. I'm the assistant director. I've been with Savage Hicks a little over a year now, so I'm happy to be here. A couple of things going on. You have the director's report, but I just want to talk through a couple of things. One leadership change, just for your awareness, Dr. Carrie Wilhoit, who is our nurse executive, is leaving us next week. She is not leaving the VA or leaving us per se. She's moving up in the world, and she's going to be working at the VISN, so working over our network as the nurse executive. So in the meantime, we have Dr. Cassandra Valdez that will be sitting in. She's joining us from the New Mexico VA, so we're excited to have her. A couple of highlights from the director's report. Our CLC did receive a 5-star rating in quality, which is really exciting. They do a lot of great work in our CLC, so that's very, very exciting that they were recognized for that. As well as Savage Hicks was recognized, we earned the designation of an LGBTQ plus healthcare equality top performer. So that's one of the top awards you can get for LGBTQ plus inclusivity. So it's very exciting that comes from the healthcare equality index. We're very happy to be getting out and doing more outreach now that the COVID numbers are down and the community spread is low. So our outreach team is very excited to get out. If you have any outreach events that you know about that you would like Savage Hicks to participate in, you know Luke Johnson, he's on the call, please contact him and we're happy to participate. They're just itching to get out, truthfully. Been locked up for so long, they're just happy to be out. And then one just last thing, we've been struggling with a little bit, and it's just masking. Community numbers are low, but we still have requirements in healthcare settings, so within the VA, we still have to mask. So just in case you hear anything or you see anything, we are still masking in the healthcare facilities. And that is really the highlights of what I have. Does anyone have any questions or comments for me?
Sure and sweet, Jenny. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm short.
Got it. Not a problem. Thank you very much. We'll move on to 7B, which is the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. I'm not sure if anybody has any input. Jerry, any information? Tubby, any information?
I don't have anything to report regarding the cemetery. Looks like Terry does.
Yeah, I was on the foundation meeting last night. Nicole, the director, announced that there was a total of 3,871 interments. The Missing in America project is the 23 veterans, the next mission. I didn't catch the date on that.
It's like 23 April or something, is that what I saw?
That would be correct.
So April 23rd with 23 veterans, that's interesting. Nicole mentioned that the first Wednesday of every month, they are looking for volunteers. The maintenance guys focus on the equipment repairs and things like that, but they're always looking for volunteers to clean headstones or do gravel projects. There's always something to do the first Wednesday of every month. So if you want to volunteer and help beautify the cemetery, reach out to Nicole or just show up. Summer hours are 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's all I got.
What was the time for the Maya?
She didn't say on that, but I believe they start at
9 or 10 usually.
Yeah, 9 is usually when they gather, and then 10 or 11 is when they get to the cemetery. I'll make sure I get a flyer and have Delma send it out.
And the chair, I just want to move on to Tubby. Anything for the years on the Department of Veteran Services?
Yes, sir. We continue to provide service to our veteran population here in Arizona, but it's not exclusive to Arizona. We actually support anyone nationwide, actually globally. If they contact us, we assist them as veterans. Just last month, we had just over 4,000 calls into our administrative assistants that they entertain to schedule appointments or ask questions regarding VA benefits. As an agency, we've opened up another 4 itinerant sites. I think last month I reported that there were 8. Here in the southern region, we have Post 66, American Legion in Green Valley, and just recently, starting today, the Tucson Vet Center on a walk-in basis from 9 to 3. As an agency, we just had, 394 petitions to the Department of Veteran Affairs, and 235 of those came from the southern region. That's all I have to report. Does anyone have any questions regarding VA benefits? You're making it easy on me, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yep. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
We'll move on to item number 8. With a fundraising update discussions. What discussions we need to have. Less money, more money, I don't know. Anyone?
This is Martin. Terry, did you get that thing about a fundraiser bounce back from Delma?
I saw the email. I haven't looked closely at it. But I think we were going to talk about other.
You mean other than what we do?
Potentially.
The ordinances, resolutions. Yeah, because we've got nothing.
Yeah, because other because everything right now is really
rules and regulations of the city of Tucson, Arizona.
Any other comments?
I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the city.
Because I know right now we only do the one letter a year, correct? We only do the one request that I do, towards the end of the year, we put it out towards the beginning of the year, their year. Is there anything else that we should be doing? Anything else we should be talking about? Because I'm not sure if we need to come in and step in and start supporting other events or not. You know, I'm not sure about, again, our relationship with the airport, if we're going to get back to even providing any funds for Operation Exodus or not. I don't know where we're at with that. So I see that's another subject. That's the next one down. But anyone have any comments? If not, we'll move on.
So one comment I'd like to say is just go to your organizations and ask them for a donation. That's what I did in the Tucson Detachment. Yeah, I read them the letter that we sent, and they chose to make a donation. So.
Okay.
Just keep talking about it.
Look within yourself. Got it. So that's the goal for the year. Is everybody gets their organization to send money to the back.
What I'll do is I'm gonna seal this and then I'll send you.
Well, if we got $100 from every organization, that would be, you know, close to $2,000, so. Right?
Yep. Yeah, that's not, you know, that's not a heavy lift for everybody.
So, real quick, though,
That's pocket money for Tubby.
I'll still need you to sign it, and
Anyway, if not, we'll move on to item number 9, just on to the military lounge. I'm not sure where we're at with that, Terry. Is it back on me? Is it back on them for just getting together?
Well, we need to reach out to them and find out what would be a good time to meet with them. But I didn't hear back from, I can't think of her name, Jesse Allen, that she wasn't going to be on the call. So I'm not sure if somebody is here representing the airport on the call or not.
Yeah.
Because she sent a letter in to be the rep, and that was all approved, right? So I'm not sure why she's not here. So. We'll need to reach back out.
Yeah, we'll just put that on continuing thing on the agenda, you know. All right, so we'll move on. Anybody have any comments? Operation Exodus, airport, before I move on. All right. Number 10 is the stand down. I do have some numbers for you folks, if you guys could follow along with there. We had a total of 180. Veterans that came that day. I'm sorry, we had 180 total. We had 155 veterans, okay? And then out of that 155, 31 of those identified as homeless. 95 of them identified as being housed. And I think of 23 that were in transitional housing. Out of that 31, we did enter 10 of those veterans into the HMIS system, into the housing system, with that TPCH group that was there doing the questioning and everything with the stats they were doing. But anyway, that's some numbers there. I think it was 47 provider tables that we had that day. I think it was Texas Roadhouse that provided our lunch meal for us. But yeah, anybody have any questions of me? I know that I talked to Vet Court. He spoke with about 25 veterans. There was no judge, so he was just meeting with people, taking down their information and referring them when he got back to the office. So we didn't have any court actually going on during stand down this year. It was just somebody there in a curtained area just doing interviews with people that had come through the event. So he told me at the end, I think it was 25 that he reached out to. So anybody have any questions? Stand down, go ahead, Terry.
I just wondered how many female veterans, and were there many pets? Was there a pet section?
Yeah, you know, and I don't have that breakdown. They didn't give us that breakdown. I do have the entire spreadsheet of all their forms, and I could dig down in there, but I didn't get that information from the Arizona Stand Down Coalition. They gave us a very clean kind of report now than we used to get, how many females with families, you know, all that kind of stuff, and we get a pretty well cut down version now. But I can find that out, Terry. We'll be looking at that with that spreadsheet, because it's good to know that. I would tell you, I would just look at numbers. I would tell you probably around 14. That's 14 to 30 has been our typical. I went back all the way to 2017. And then been looking at the events, and the females have not gone over the 31, 32 mark ever. And then now that the number is going really down, I would tell you they're probably less than 20. Because I'll find out that for you.
And then
anybody
were there?
There was a pet area. There was a pet area. We didn't have any vets, but we had. They were distributing food.
We just have no veterinarian. Is that a question, Carol?
There were two. No, she was answering my question. There's two other people raised their hands.
I got you. Who else? Go ahead.
Okay. Make sure I'm over it and don't leave it up. I just had feedback. I had one woman vet say that her and her friend did another vet gone to, I guess, the clothing section, and I don't know who it was that they talked to, I don't know what area they went or whatever, I don't know any of the details, I just know they've gone up to try and get some items there, and somebody told them, no, this stuff is going to Sister Jose's. So I don't know, maybe they were in the wrong section or something or not, but it wasn't two separate incidents, it was two ladies together, one of that's been gone to try and get some in the clothing area, and they were told
if that happened, Rose, it would have been after the event. After
okay.
the event, some clothing did go to Sister Jose. That is correct.
Okay.
All the clothing that after the event went to Gospel Rescue, Salvation Army, and Sister Jose. Just so you know. Anybody else?
Yes, sir. This is Tubby Lewis. Can you repeat how many did you say were homeless? I didn't get that number, sir.
31.
Thank you kindly.
All right, no problem. So, move on. Item number 11, Veterans Parade. I'm not sure why we have it on there because it's probably something we're going to invite her to come to in September. Terry, if you have anything in reference to the Veterans Day Parade?
I haven't heard anything about meetings or anything, so I'll try and reach out and have a report for May.
I would assume that's something we're going to do if they're having an event. We need to write a letter to the mayor to invite her to the to ride with us, correct? Okay. I'll keep that in mind with Carol. We'll get that done. Okay.
Well, Bruce,
so no one's here for the Veterans Day.
Someone's trying to speak.
Sure.
Yeah. Hello, Bruce. This is Stephen Geary with the American Legion. I just got off of work, so I'm on the call. But your question about the Veterans Day Parade, there are some meetings that are happening right now to find out exactly what the route would be. Last year changed it to something like about 4 or 5 blocks, which was not acceptable. So we're trying to work with the councilman about a different kind of route. The issue is obviously the tracks, the train, the tram going through the city of Tucson. So we're working on it, and I'll know something here pretty soon. I'll let you all know.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's move on to item number 12. Somebody else have a comment? No? We move on to the four chaplains. I'm not sure if you want to have that on there, Terry.
So it's just an 80th anniversary.
Use your phone, please. Use your phone.
Okay, so
it's going to be the 80th anniversary, and so we will make sure we have a big deal about it. So anybody that wants to volunteer to help, reach out to World War II veterans to see if maybe we might be able to get a story from them or a picture, or if we have, you know, we could do a memorial part of it. I'm not really sure. So I'll try and have a better report for you next month, because I know Chaplain Zink or John Zink really wants to participate and get an earlier start. So any ideas that someone has to make it a very special event? I mean, 80 years, that's pretty incredible.
We can't hear you, Bruce.
All right, so I'm going to move on to, I was going to say we'll move on to the next item. I told everybody, we'll be there next February for you, Terry. You know we will. All right, so we'll move on to proposed changes to the bylaws. We have discussion. And I think the only discussion was that it was just formalities. We were changing titles, changing names within the bylaws. Is that correct, Terry?
Yeah,
the
Delma sent me Hold on one second, I gotta pull up my stuff here. Delma sent me the resolution about the, that was done in, I think, 68. Hold on one second, I gotta pull it up. So it's resolution 13647, and we can send it all out to you guys. It was accepted in June of 1986. And so within that, it really talks about the, it's the intergovernmental agreement with the United States Department of the Army in Fort Huachuca and the Tucson Airport Authority. And within the document, they refer to the lounge as the, and that was the proposed change that I highlighted, is, I just had it up. Where'd it go? The proposed change highlighted is to make it match that resolution, which would be military services lounge, and that there should be a representative from the airport as well as from Fort Huachuca. And I did compare to the 2018 changes. There were some format changes that I made. There was a misspelled word that I highlighted. And make sure the mission statement was there. But mostly it was a lot of formatting. And to have our officers please review them, review the bylaws, because it spells out what their duties are for each officer. So some of that was pretty interesting.
Gotcha. What things are being done and what things are not.
Exactly. So the biggest change is military services lounge rather than the military liaison office or just military lounge, but to take it back to the actual resolution's name.
Gotcha. So that's the only changes. There's nothing, those sentences have been changed, no, nothing like that, right?
No, and then the one word.
This is Martin Building. The only problem I see with the bylaws is, as long as I've been around and known about it, we've not had anybody from Fort Huachuca on the VAC, even though by the intergovernment agreement they're supposed to. So we might look into that and see if that agreement's even in effect anymore.
Well, I read the resolution and it renews annually as long as there's not a request to stop it. And I'm assuming since Delma didn't send anything else that agreement is automatically renewed among all the parties. And I was hoping that with Jesse Allen on the board and her relationship that she's developed with Fort Huachuca, that she would help us reach out to them and make sure that they know to communicate with us, not just the airport, and that perhaps they could have a representative or you know, just even send messages through Jesse at the airport. Just kind of reestablish everything. So that's
right. That's what I'm saying is they're actually supposed to be on the committee, even though they may be a non-voting member. But
right.
No. Like I said, the problem is the NCOs get transferred in and out so fast that they've gotten lost. I'm sure since. That in the government agreement.
Oh yeah, and throwing COVID into the mix too, you know.
Yeah, that on top of it. So, but long before COVID, I've been what, since 2017 or something.
Oh really?
I've been in 2008 or 9 or something, and we've never had a Fort Huachuca rep. We had an awesome, amazing airport representative, but she retired from the airport And then right after that, everything went to the wastebasket. So we're working on reestablishing that.
Right.
But right, I encourage so everybody to, yeah, I just encourage everybody to read through the bylaws and see if there's something
else. This has to be on our agenda another month, Delma, correct? And then we can vote on it, everybody, just so you know. I think it has to be on for two separate months. Is that
yes, for correct, it, Delma? It has to go before you for 2 months. So the second one in May, if there's any other changes that you would want made, then you can vote on those changes, or you can vote how it was presented tonight in May. And then it has to be by 2/3 vote. And then I believe the city clerk's office has to file those amendments within 5 days from when it was voted on. I hope you could hear me.
No, in next month, do we have to actually see the download? Do we actually have to see the changes before we vote? Everybody has to look at this?
Yes, so basically what I have sent out already in the materials is going to remain the same unless anyone comes before you or Terry wants to make other changes. But if there are going to be other changes, then you'll need to let me know so those updates can be made, so then it can be presented to all of you at the May meeting, and then you will go ahead and vote on it.
Okay.
This is Martin. I like the change.
Anything else? We'll move on.
I think we should go.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
I said I like the changes to it. She caught a couple of things that were made back in 2018 when I cleaned it up and got rid of a bunch of junk that was in there that didn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
It is looking good, and I agree that the name for the lounge should be what was in the agreement. So I think that's what we should go for.
Okay. So we'll bring it up again. It'll be on the agenda for next month, and then we'll vote on it at that time, and then we'll move on from there. Item number 14 is the Unified Arizona Veterans Organization. I know we had this discussion last month. I think the decision has been made by the determination has been made by the city legal department that we could not join them because of their legislative agenda that they might have. I know that the discussion is somebody on our board will brief us up on that. Is that where we're at? Is that correct? Anyone want to make a comment?
Yes, this is Henry Johnson. I believe that is correct. I mean, we can't get on it, so let's go ahead and move on, and then whoever's on it with other organizations can present us whatever they come up with.
Gotcha.
Bruce, this is Steve.
Anybody else have any comments? I'll move on, and we'll be on.
Bruce, this is Steve DeGree. I'm a board member on the UAV. I thought I sent some information regarding the UAV. I am a city member, however, in July, there'll be a new member on that committee who is not on our committee, the Veterans Affairs Committee. But I will continue to send information to Delma so she can send it out to the membership of the Veterans Affairs Committee.
Not a problem. I'm sure we have a couple of folks.
Bruce, I have a question.
Any other questions on item 14?
I have a question. Is this something, this item, are you going to want it on every meeting or only when there's going to be updates?
Yeah, just when it's going to be updates.
Okay.
And Steve, how often are the meetings? Are they quarterly?
They meet monthly, usually the first Saturday of the month. And then there's other meetings that they have, but The most of the information to the board and to what members here is on Saturday, so once a month.
I got you. So we will have to have that discussion whether you want to have it on the agenda or not as an item once a month. Because we'll be getting updates, correct? So I'm not sure if it's... You know, are you talking, Delma, that it would be in a committee report?
No, I'm just questioning whether if there isn't any pertinent information, or basically when Steve wants something shared, I'll send it by email, but then I also want to know if you're going to want to discuss whatever he sent out by email for that meeting for that month.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I just never got any follow-ups. I wasn't sure if that's...
This is Martin. I think that's the best way to do it, Bruce. Let us get it in email, and then if you think it's worth discussing, we can have Delma put it on the agenda.
If there's any more to come,
put on the agenda.
Okay. All right, so here's our item 15, report of the current affairs, good state of the order. If I could have, go around the room, Carol, if you want to start your... If anybody has any comments they want to make about their organization, any kind of events that's going on, so go right ahead, Carol.
Steve McGurry.
I don't have anything more than what I discussed on the UAV.
Arn Belden?
Nothing at this time.
Dechon Brasenio?
Nothing at this time.
Terry Byron. Terry Byron.
She has stepped out. She's coming right now.
I see her.
Hi, sorry. I have a visitor, so I have to take care of business. Am I voting on something?
You are. Do you have anything to report on current events?
Oh, yes. Hold on. What's my list? Okay, and I'll make sure you guys get flyers, but short notice, and I think we've sent it out before, but there's flag retirement this Saturday at the Tucson Detachment. All are welcome. That's April 16th. The ceremony is at 11 a.m. Everybody's welcome to bring flags for proper retirement. They'll be serving some hamburgers and hot dogs for a $5 donation. April 30th, Operation 22 is having a PTSD awareness event at the Greyhound Racetrack at 4th and 36th. So please come out. There's a bike run, car show. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But you guys will get that flyer again. And then the Tucson Detachment Marine Corps League is hosting the June convention for the state, and there's a book you could place an ad. So maybe if the organization is looking for members, they might consider putting in an ad in the convention book to attract Marines to join. And I want to thank everybody. The Nighthawks 72's 22nd memorial service was this past Saturday. It went really, really well. It was very well attended, and I just appreciate everybody's support with that event. That's all.
Bruce Hamilton.
I do not have anything.
Andy Johnson?
I have nothing.
Rosie Carey?
Okay, I have a few things. So interesting that, Terry brought up the bylaws and everything, and that's what I have been doing is recruiting and trying to spread the word about the group and, extending, that they apply to be on the board and everything, or just attend our events. Let's see. So next up, I have the daughter of our late World War II vet, Sophie Yazzie, reach out to me yesterday morning. May 30th up in Chinle, the Navajo Reservation. They're going, or I guess every year they do a celebration for Memorial Day. And they're gonna do a gourd dance this year. And I guess as part of the celebration, I guess they give out, they do like a little giveaway, a little small gift bags and stuff for the veterans. So she's asking for donations. Raytheon, we've already committed coins, hand sanitizers. We have a Native American group that's also going to donate coins too. She was hoping to get a coin for this. It'll like, they're going to get several from us. Especially with COVID, we haven't had a chance to have as many events. And we usually get a ton of coins for these. So because of COVID, we had so many leftover coins. We're going to bombard these vets with coins in there. Like I said, hand sanitizers, if anybody else wants to add in some goodies. One of the things she wanted to do was like camouflage hats. She may ask for donations for money to help support that. That won't go through me, that'll go to them. So if anybody may be interested in donating, I don't care, $50, $20 or whatever to help for that, let me know and I will send you her way, okay? I'm not collecting anything for that. All right, so if y'all hadn't seen, I sent the event for the Arizona Coalition for Military Families Symposium. It is a free event, lots of resources. I'm actually going to be on one of the panels. So one of my bosses is going to be on another, is going to run a breakout session, making sure with employment. Raytheon, being here in Tucson, this is my S1 Defense Headquarters. I've been helping push to make sure that we have a bigger footprint out in the community. Okay. Luckily, the person from corporate that I'm assigned to that handles this region, she is born and raised Tucsonian. So we're going to be working on a lot of things for employment and also involvement in the community. So any programs and everything, usually at the end of the year is when they set up their budget for the following year. So any sponsorship, grants, or anything, please send them my way and send us information about what you're doing, flyers, events, so I keep you guys fresh on their mind. So when it comes to the end of the year and they're deciding on their budget, you know, they'll consider a lot of your events and everything, okay? I'm not a part of that meeting, but I can at least keep you guys in front of them, keep you fresh on their brain. So when it comes, like I said, to deciding what to support, you guys will be there. Let's see. So the Arizona Department of Veterans Services is going to have three women vet expos. The closest one to us is going to be Verona. I don't think they've set a date yet, but when they do, I will share that information. And of course, if y'all want booths there, they're usually free. Okay, you can't.
Just providing resources and information to our women vets. I will send that out to you. Send that your representatives to have a table there. So our Korean former vet, Jean, that passed in February, May 1st at 10 a.m. at Evergreen Cemetery, they're going to have her memorial there. I guess it's a small chapel, but they're like, you want to come out, stand outside or whatever, just show your support. Or send, let's see, I think there were, the family was also taking donations for something too. Where did it go? I'll send that information out. But I think it was for one of the programs. She used to be a teacher, so in lieu of flowers, you can donate to this one program that she supported very much. So as y'all know, Jean was a Marine, Korean War vet. Yeah, that celebration will be 1st of May at 10 a.m. at Evergreen Cemetery. And the Women Vet Luncheon. The last couple years, we really haven't held one because of COVID. We're definitely going to go in person again this year. It'll be sometime either the last weekend of October or November. The Marine Corps birthday celebration always throws us off. But of course, we want to make sure as many of our women vets attend. So we'll obviously be accommodating, make sure we get as much of our women vets attending as possible. We will, of course, be putting in for that AZDVS grant again, because we want to go big again this year, because it's been a while, especially our ladies who have been hunkering down and really limiting their social activity, they're just going out. you want to make sure that you go nice and big for them in there.
It's already on my notes.
Okay. Mark Levine.
No, I don't have anything, but when are we going to meet in person again?
Well, that is something that that they're still discussing. Mayor and council still haven't met in person yet, so they are working on that for the future, near future.
Past our national convention this year. Subject to questions, that's all I have.
Rendell, I have nothing at this time. Michael St. Ord?
Yeah, I don't have any announcements, but I'd like to ask Terry, did I hear you say they provide transportation for the volunteers to clean up the cemetery? Sorry. Do they provide transportation?
No, you would have to be out there yourself. Yeah, no, they do not. But you don't have to call ahead or anything. You can just show up.
Okay. Thank you.
William Wojciechowski?
Just a couple of small items. The Military Officers Association is awarding $75 scholarships, one each to each of the three ROTC detachments at the university. And also we're distributing about $600 to the JROTC programs in the Tucson area. All of that will take place by the end of this month.
Sir, you broke up.
That's it.
That's it, sir.
Yes, sir.
Carol?
Yes, because technically you're facilitating this meeting.
Was that it, Carol?
Manny is here to make the motion.
Good. Thank you very much. All right, so future agenda items. If anybody has any future agenda items, give me a second here. I want to scratch off the fundraiser update discussion for a couple of months. Is that all right with everyone? I'd like to scratch off the stand down update discussion for a few months, and then also kick off that Arizona Veteran Organization for the next few months until we get a brief. Everybody's okay with that? Does anybody have any future agenda items that we need to talk about? I know we're going to go Dartmouth in June, July, and August. I'm not sure if it's too late for me to send a letter to the mayor in September in reference to riding with us in November for the parade. Any kind of feedback from that? Do you think September's okay? Or then I'll get with Carol and write that letter. And go ahead, Terry.
I think even though we're dark, that you would still be able to send a letter. So if we get an update through Delma when we're dark, I mean, we can still communicate that way, correct, Delma?
Yes, you can.
So if we get an update from Steve Aguirre about the vet parade, I think we can send out the invitation letter sooner than waiting until we're back in session.
That sounds fine. Yes, as soon as we nail it down, we should send it a little better. I have no problem. Okay. Anyone else? Any other future agenda items? Anyone?
All right.
Delma, do you have any questions of us, Delma, before we go?
No, I just showed that for next month on the agenda, we'll still keep the Veterans Parade, the four chaplains, voting on the bylaws, and the summer recess, besides the other standing items that we always have. Is that correct?
Okay. Right, thank you very much. If there's no other questions, we are going to adjourn for the evening. Next meeting is May 11th, 6 p.m. I will see you all there. Thank you all very much for being here this evening. I go home now. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Bye. See you next month.
I will get the correct leverage on the LAR, and I'll send it to you guys once I submit it for posting. But that way you guys are aware. And Nanny, I might reach out to you just for clarification to make sure that I capture.